Hello, everybody. It's me,
Momo,
and Mia's gonna do some work, but she's also gonna participate. I think I'm gonna run all my words together to where nobody can understand what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. And also translate for TikTok.
It's really
TikTok. For the podcast. Sorry, I've been on TikTok a lot today.
TikTok. I would like to say something.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to make me cry.
Oh.
This is going to be the first time the Peapods ever hear me cry.
Whoa, you're actually going to cry?
I'm a little bit emotionally drained.
Me too.
And because I'm emotionally drained, well, not emotionally, just mentally.
Just drained in general.
Hashtag drained. And it's because of a lot of reasons. Mainly my math class.
Okay. Do you need to finish something for that?
No, oh,
it's
done.
It's midnight already.
I'm just done. I'm pretty much done with everything except for my environmental science class.
Good.
Which also drains me. I'm kind of dreading that because we have to do a... I'm going to stop playing with things and I'm just going to distract you. I forgot. Okay. I was literally in the middle of my sentence and now I don't remember where I was.
You were being emotional.
Oh. Well, I actually don't want to talk about that. Because it's kind of depressing. But I did my math test today and now I'm done.
Yeah, did you...
It took me so long because Mia's brother didn't help me the way I thought he would. But it's okay, I forgive him because I didn't ask very helpful questions. Because I said, I can't remember what kind of, I was like, that was like 4 days ago. I can't
like
remember.
Yesterday. No, that was a couple of days ago. Was my car decided to die.
Oh,
the Peapods don't know about my car dying. Ooh. Only the most loyal Peapod. Shout out Joe.
Didn't follow me back on Instagram, but I
slide that in there real quick.
I'm just saying that it hurt my feelings, and now I'm crying. You're the
reason. That's why you're emotional.
You're the reason that I'm emotionally drained is because I've been crying about how our most loyal Peapod Joe did not follow me back on Instagram. But it's fine. I forgive.
Should we like once we can have...
Because this podcast is only for you, basically.
At this point. And the two others.
Who are the other two people listening to our podcast?
We need to know.
Hey, if you're listening to our podcast, my cousin Allie. And you're not Joe or Allie, and you're number three, tell us.
We need to know.
Because
we will send you guys gift baskets.
Little kisses on the forehead.
Yeah. Inside of a gift basket.
Book. Don't know how we're going to pull that off. Ooh, I'm in the gift basket.
That's
then,
good.
And then
that's
they
good.
Open, they're like, what the heck? There's a giant you kiss basket.
Your head and, poof,
and it's
disappear.
Like, kiss you on the forehead.
You disappear.
And then you do a little giggle.
Hee hee.
And then I'm gone. It's like a genie.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Oh my gosh, Mia.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrifying and I don't like it. Goodness gracious. I'll tell the story of the time that I went with you to Kentucky for the second time ever. And whilst we were there, a lot of crazy
events
ensued. First, Mia got a job that she took me with. Took me with to her. Took me with her.
Nice.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, but that's a different story for a different time. By a different time, I mean after the story.
Yeah.
So we went up there and, but first, I'm so sorry.
So wait,
all
wait,
over
first.
The place. First,
what happened first,
we walked outside to get in your car to leave.
First, I got my oil changed literally the day we were leaving.
Okay.
So I was prepared for a trip.
You
got my oil changed.
Story,
got great. I'm gonna tell the first half. You tell once we were together. Got my oil changed. Scheduled my own appointment like a big girl. Took it. You know, got my oil changed. It took about like 45 minutes because they were kind of busy. And I was like, okay, I'm ready for a long trip. Like, just got my oil changed. Like, don't even have to worry about that. Had just got gas not too long. Gotten gas not too long before that. So I had almost a full tank of gas. My car
and a
was good
full
gas.
Vat of oil.
Yeah. So I'm doing great. So I drive back to school, you know, go get Morgan.
Okay.
And then
I'll take it from here.
And
then all of a sudden, We're walking to her car to go so that we can go to Kentucky. Well, Chick-fil-A, then Kentucky. So that we can do some math and party like rock stars. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Outside of the sorority party for half of a second. Just kidding. Just kidding. That's not important. Anyways, important. So we walk up to her car and giant brown puddle under it. We're like, I'm not a car expert.
Can I also add a little statement that that brown puddle is, the two little puddles that made it, still there.
They're still there?
Still there.
And like, in like liquid
still
form?
In liquid. I don't know if they're in liquid form. They're still there and they're quite visible. It looks like butterfly wings.
I kind of want to go lick it up. Lap it up like a dog. I'm sorry for that picture in your mind. I think I'm I apologize, Peapods. That's my bad. Anyways, so there's a giant puddle under her car, and I said, hey, I'm not really a genius when it comes to cars, but I do know the oil is probably supposed to stay inside of your car.
All you car experts listening and saying, well, yeah, sometimes some oil, like, will leak out, like, some old oil will leak out because it was brown, it was not clear.
It was nasty.
Yeah, and you'd be like, yeah, sometimes it'll leak out after you get a new oil change. Yeah, well, we were still concerned about the amount that had leaked out.
It was
out.
Like if you took, like, a big
all of my oil and poured it on the ground.
Yeah, if you just took a giant cup, like a bucket. Like
black oil, brown of, like, black oil.
Brack mm-hmm. oil. And you just dumped it on the ground underneath Mia's car. We were like, well, what if it didn't come from Mia's car? But it did. Well, I actually didn't say that. Nobody said that. But what if it didn't? It just occurred to me now. Anyways, so we went to Chick-fil-A. Anyways,
which
so
like
we decided
away.
So we decided to get in the car and drive. I offered to drive, but we were kind of trying to conserve my gas because I have to drive home.
And also,
and
I'm a little
expansive.
More comfortable to drive to Kentucky.
And there's a roadie road, and I just don't feel
road,
like taking
you
that.
You don't know what a roadie road is? Just imagine like
a really
kind of just
road like
yeah, road like it's kind of like roadie, you know?
Yeah, it's so roadie.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like it. It's a nasty road.
Yeah.
AKA a nasty road. Anyways, wow, I've said that a lot.
Anyways,
I'll stop. Okay. So we go to Chick-fil-A, and then we're on our way to Kentucky, and we made it there just fine and dandy, and nothing's really going wrong, except for that underneath the car at the Chick-fil-A, there was a little bit of oil, and I was like,
I didn't
all
even
right.
see that little bit of oil,
I
being
looked,
completely honest.
I looked. Well, I crawled under your car, I believe, so.
That was not at that location.
It wasn't?
No, you did it once.
Oh, okay, yeah. Psych.
Psych. Got him.
Psych, never mind. We get there. And we are at Mia's brother's apartment, sort of, down the street. And Peapod number one is there, too. And I looked on their car. There was some oil. And I was like, ain't no thing. That's my bad.
And that puddle wasn't quite as big as the other
ones. Well, that's
because
we had just parked.
No, I mean, even when we got back, it wasn't as big.
That's true. Because we decided
it wasn't as big.
Still go.
Yeah.
We were like, well, there's nothing we can really do. We'll just go.
Yeah.
So we're there, we do what we gotta do, we don't get my math test even sort of remotely done.
Well, you got...
That's my own fault. Well, I did try and start it, and honestly, I would have gotten a really bad grade if I had turned in what I had to start it. Mm-hmm. And it's fine. Maybe not a really bad grade, it just wouldn't have been beautiful. It would have been really rough. Anyways, we decided it was time to leave at, like, what, 12?
It was about 12, like, 30-ish, like, right before 12:30.
On our way to 1230. So I look into the car and we're leaving. And we get like 7 to 10 minutes down the road. We're
mm-hmm.
still there. We're still in Kentucky in Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm. For anybody who lives in Bowling Green and goes to WKU, it's around Freddy's.
And Mia's car goes, beep, beep, turn off the engine. Oh, you
low,
better turn off that engine. Hey, turn off the engine right now. Which was really scary for us, because cars don't
stop
talk.
Light and I just stopped.
And she just was like,
turn.
Oh, okay, I'll just
stop
turn it
right
off.
There.
I'll just turn it off. And she goes, what do I do? And I was like, girl, you're asking the wrong girl. I was like, ooh, I'll just press this triangle button. So that's all I did to help. And then from there, Mia really took care of it because I was really being unhelpful.
You want me to tell my story?
I'm like the comic relief, maybe.
And then you okay, I'll get to that part in a minute, but I'll pick up from here. Okay. So Morgan puts my hazards on because I was very confused what to do. And she's like, call your dad. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call my dad.
Oh, I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Fight or flight, baby.
Yeah. So I call my dad. He didn't answer because it's late. My dad goes to bed really early. So I call my mom's phone. My mom answers and she is like, has been asleep. Like, you can tell. I was like, can you hand the phone to dad? She's like, what? I was like, can you hand the phone to dad real quick? So my dad picks up the phone. He's like, what happened or whatever? And he was like, well, no, I called my brother first and he said to call dad.
Yes.
I said, hey, like, my oil just ran out basically. And then so I called my dad and he was like, okay, well, like, how far are you guys from my tie? Like, and I was like, probably like less than 10 minutes. He's like, okay, we'll call him and tell him to come look at it. And at the same time that I called my dad or my mom's phone, this police officer pulled up behind me. He was like, hey, like, what's going on? And I was like on the phone with my dad, but also trying to talk to the police officer. And I was like, my car just ran out of oil, even though I just got it changed today. And he was, yeah. And then so my dad was like, okay, just call Ty. So I hung up with my dad and talked to the police officer. And I was like, I just got my oil changed today. He goes, oh, that's weird. And I was like,
oh, just turn it back on. Yeah, that's what he said.
Turn it back on. And I was like, that's just probably the worst idea. But anyways, so, I was, he took a look under the hood, you know, whatever. And he was like, do you not have a dipstick? And I was like, unfortunately, my car is like some sort of electric, like oil filter type thing. And I don't know how to work it. Not to be dramatic,
but that policeman was kind of ripped.
He was. He was an attractive man.
I was like, I didn't think he was because I couldn't see his face.
He had really pretty eyelashes. He was mixed and he had pretty eyelashes and pretty eyes. Good one. They picked a good one.
They picked a good one to pull you over.
Pull me over. I wasn't really intimidated by him. He seemed nice. He kind of seemed like a little teddy bear type guy.
Mm. Well.
But yeah, he looked under my car and he was like, oh, well, I've never really like looked at a electric car or like engine before. And I was like, okay, I'm calling my brother who lives like right on the road at WKU, and he's like, okay, you want me to wait like around here until he gets here? I was like, yes, please, because like I don't want to tell him. No, you can leave. No, you can wait around here. And so he had me pull over in this little parking lot, like right next to the stoplight. So I pull in the parking lot, and we
of the jewelry barn,
the old jewelry barn. Now it's like a Cricket Wireless or something.
Yeah.
And so he waits till I get in the driveway, and he kind of like, you know, checks my license, make sure I'm actually the legal owner of the car.
Which you were.
Which I was, so don't worry, guys. I didn't theft. Purple alert. And then so my brother finally gets there. It seemed like 100 years because time was going so slow. But the police officer kind of pulled off.
It did take a long time.
He was still in the area, but he pulled off, you know, driving around, doing his patrolling. And so Ty gets there, and he takes a look, and nobody can figure it out. Joe's holding the flashlight. Morgan's running around the corner. I couldn't find her, and I was sitting there freaking out.
I did realize just now that was probably the least helpful thing Morgan. I could possibly do.
No, okay, so I pretend to get kidnapped. You said, I'm going to go on a walk. I said, okay, like, you're probably just going to, like, go right down and come back. I turned around the corner, not even 30 seconds later, and you were gone. I was like, where did she go? So I keep kind of walking around the corner. You're just, like, up against a brick wall.
I was like, she can't see me. I'm going to trick her. That was my thought process. I was like, she's going through a traumatic experience right now.
I'm responsible for her, and she got kidnapped, so.
I realize now that that was a really bad call on my part.
I was like, where did she go? And they were working on the engine. My brother was chasing my dad. They were both trying to figure out, like, how to check my oil, you know, like, to see what's wrong. And eventually, after probably about 30, 45 minutes, like, it was a while. It was quite a while that we were staying there. We had some good suggestions for topics to talk about, which we will disclose on another podcast that we actually do get in depth upon
it's
them.
It's a secret topic. Stay tuned.
Only the elite know.
I will never, ever say anything in that voice ever again.
Okay.
I'm just vowing right now.
Okay. And then so we were there for about 30, 45 minutes. My dad was facing my brother. And at this point, it was 1 o'clock, like 1:15. And my dad, poor guy, he goes to sleep early. And Ty was literally probably about to go to bed because they had already been back at the...
T-T-T-I?
Die.
T-T-T-Die.
Okay. No,
T-T-Die.
Anyways... so then they figured out that those who had changed my oil decided to put the filter in wrong.
Oh, we're going to decide to put the filter in
wrong. They decided to do that just to give me a hard time, I guess. But so we had to leave my car there and we put a little note that said somebody will be back to get tomorrow so they don't like tow my car or like somebody takes it or something. I don't know. I was terrified the whole time.
Why?
What if somebody breaks in my car? Like, they don't have to, like, hijack it, but then I gotta pay for another broken window, I gotta pay for...
Your insurance would do that.
I don't care. That's just going to make my insurance go up.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, but... And then... Well, nothing happened to your card. And then we played a really fun game.
We did play a fun game. We're going to play
it right now.
Okay. Oh, no, wait. One, hold on.
One, two, three, grass. Quarter. One, two, three, fairy.
What?
One, two, three, pixie dust. What'd you say?
Build?
Build pixie dust.
One, two, three. Tinkerbell.
I was going to say, what's the place where Tinkerbell lives?
The
Hollow?
Oh, the Hollow.
Fairy Hollow?
Fairy Hollow.
That's so dumb. I got to come up with a better name than that. Like,
Schnitzel.
Hey, back off.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway, so Mia was really scared that her car was going to get towed, and it didn't. And then we played a really fun game for a while, except for that I was really bad at it and made me want to cry. But not really.
Okay, you skipped the part where Ty brought me, Morgan, and Joe back to...
No, that was the fun game we played while Ty was taking a shower.
Yeah, but you skipped the part where we drove back to their apartment.
We drove back to their apartment, and that is all.
And Ty took a shower while he waited for his laundry.
And
he was like, you guys can just stay here tonight. And we were like, okay. With kind of an awkward silence. And he went to take a shower, and then after he's like, I'm just going to take you guys home now. We were like, okay.
I didn't remember this at all.
Yeah, because he was going to stay home. Like, he had work the next day anyway at, like, home. So he was going to just go ahead and go home. And so he takes us back after that. And, you know, we were just kind of chilling in the car, listening to some Jesus tunes. And
you are my strong tower.
Morgan got her hair stuck.
I got my hair stuck. Okay, this is really embarrassing. I leaned my head over just a little bit, and because I was dozing off, I wasn't sleeping because I couldn't, but I was just resting my eyes, and Ty had a suitcase in the back seat, in the other seat that I was not sitting in, probably smart and self-explanatory, anyways, and I tried to sit up, and no. I have a lot of strands of my hair caught in the wheels of his suitcase. Yeah, it's what happened. And so I was like, well, I really can't say, hey, Ty, I have my hair stuck in the wheels of your suitcase because he's driving. And there's really nothing he can do about that. And I'm not about to get my hair cut out of the wheels of his suitcase. So I just, like, worked on that, on getting it out by myself for, like, 5 minutes, which is a long time to untangle your hair from wheels. And I said, yeah, I want to tell you a secret, Mia. I just got my hair stuck in your brother's suitcase.
That was probably, like, I didn't process the sentence at the time. I'm going to be completely honest.
We really didn't say any words on that car ride. It was just silent until I told you that I...
Well, me and Ty talked. You probably just not paying attention.
I heard, like, little murmurs come from the front seat, but it was, like, things I couldn't understand.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. No, you don't. I mean, I was not going to be able to understand. I was already having a really hard time. I drained my mind doing stats. Anyways, so then we did make it back. We survived, and then me and Mia went... The very next day, after I got covered in buffalo sauce, please don't ask.
We got back around like 3:30 3:40.
So it was kind of just a wild day. And then the next day it was a late night too because we had to get your car after we went to prom.
Oh yeah, so we invited me and Tommy invited me to work with. At the Bagsby Ranch in Hendersonville, or it's kind of in Gallatin, but
rest in peace, Tommy.
Why rest in peace? He's still alive. Anyways, we were like,
never gonna see him again.
He was like, well, you can work too if you want. And Morgan was like, I'll work. See you too.
Oh my gosh.
You're having a mental breakdown. Yeah, well, Morgan and Tommy are friends now. They bonded over prom.
We went to prom together.
We went to prom together.
I am not like that.
He's going to let me use an earpiece next time. I'm recording this.
I'm so mad that I don't get to go.
Yeah, maybe you can visit back and then maybe they'll have an event and I'll ask Tommy if we can work it.
I am going to come back for a little bit.
Okay, well, maybe they'll have an event and I can ask Tommy if we can work it.
Okay.
Okay.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise. We just make a pinky promise.
Okay, did you hear that, guys?
So you have to actually tell me in advance when you're coming, not just show up.
But I get a little spontaneous tonight? Sometimes.
We working tonight?
Me on your
like an
door.
Hour before anything is started.
Mia. Hey, Mia. Is there any events? Morgan.
Morgan, it is 6 in the morning.
I'm aware. I drove through the night.
Right.
Day of. It's 6 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I found a ring on the floor that I was going to return. So, if you're listening to this and you went to... Hey, what's the name of that high school?
Merrill Hyde.
Merrill Hyde. Okay. I called it Merle High.
Close.
I called it Merle High to... Who? Oh. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh my goodness. That was so much just now. What did you do? No, hold on. What'd you do? What did you do?
Okay, what are you doing? This? Wow. I shoved it out my fingernail.
Is that blood?
Is that blood?
No. What is that, Morgan? What is that?
Is this like a...
Oh, a plastic little tag. Then.
It hurt so bad.
Why did you do that? Don't do it again.
I'm just curious how it hurt so bad.
Because you have nerves in your fingertips. Didn't I just tell you there's more, like...
We did this experiment together. Mia, I would really like you to know that I did not process the nerve talk you may have told me. But all I heard was, we're sticking our hands in water. We're sticking our hands in water.
The pokey one. That was the one I was talking about.
Oh.
Sticking your hands in water.
I didn't really realize that that was about nerves. I just thought we were poking people.
Yep.
Sorry. But anyways, we went to prom for Myrtle Beach.
Merrill Hyde.
I'm never going to be able to remember that. So, if you're curious about what it's like to go to prom.
To work prom?
Well, prom seems just so terrible.
You've been to a prom.
Yeah, but like other people's prom seems so terrible. Every prom seems terrible.
Merrill Hyde's a really small school, especially compared to yours. So they probably have like 50 seniors.
I would just like you to know every single person that pulled up to that prom, I did not want to kiss on the face.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Me too. I work on the side.
You worked on the side where the girls sat.
They were really kind of awkward. A lot of them were really dumb. They wouldn't even roll their window down. They just looked at me. I was like, you have to roll
it down. Can you take my temperature through the window?
The one person almost like zoomed past us and her friend was in the passenger seat like, you have to stop.
She was like, I know. But she was still going.
You were not stopping.
I was like, girl, well, I'm not going to chase you down.
Right.
I don't care that much. And to be honest, half of the people, I wasn't taking their temperature right. And I took it and it said like 93 degrees. And I was like, you're good. You're probably not having a fever right now. But whatever. I don't know.
You kept your gun kept misfiring.
I did not like that. Don't make me say it.
Say what?
That's what she said.
That's the first time
I've
ever
said
that.
I've never said that in my whole life.
Well, you just did it, so.
Other times. Not really.
Except for
you.
All of the other times that I have, I haven't said that.
Except for couple hundred thousand other times. I don't know. So it was a pretty weird weekend. On top of that, I sort of saw Blake Shelton. It's really not that big a deal.
Blake Shelton.
I personally am not that big of a Blake Shelton fan. He's okay. I just feel like he has an attitude.
Probably does. A lot of them country artists apparently do.
It was just like, he was married to What's-Her-Face, who is also scary for different reasons.
Ooh.
Miranda Lambert.
Oh, wait, yeah, I didn't know.
Because she was like, gunpowder and lead! Which really freaks me out, because I'm pretty sure she would shoot me if she could.
Probably.
They were like, hey, shoot that girl. She'd be like, all right. I don't know. But anyways, they got divorced, and for some reason that really saddened me. Saddened me? I don't know, I like that word. It really made me sad.
Okay, well, that's what's sad.
I got a 96 on my Bible exam.
No way.
Did you know that?
No way.
Did you know that?
No freaking way.
Yes, freaking way.
I don't even believe it.
Yes,
freaking believe it.
Your Bible class.
My freaking Bible
class. No way.
I'm never saying that word again. It reminds me of my sister. Frick. Sorry, Cameron. I didn't mean it.
Somebody I'm going to use frick every day now.
No, stop. In honor of you, it really just Cameron. Reminds me of being in middle school.
My sister, Cameron.
What if you had my sister for a day and I had your sister for a day?
I feel like I wouldn't have anything that changed. Because
I would really, both of our sisters.
And they were both in high school. Well, your sister's not in high school.
My sister is in the sixth grade.
I forget that she's like really tall and looks old. Like she looks like 15 or 16 yeah. And she's 11.
She's a little bitty baby.
That's so, like, I can't even, she's not 11. She's going to be 15 until she actually is 15.
Yeah, and then she will be 15. My guitar, teacher, mm-hmm. producer, Josh. Shout out, Josh.
Yeah.
If you're the third Peapod, please tell me. Anyways.
Well, if you're the third Peapod, anybody, tell us.
Yeah, especially if it's Josh. Not that I would ASAP, I won't be disappointed if you're not Josh, whoever you are. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, Josh said to Cameron, he said, so, have you gotten your driver's permit yet? Even though he's literally known her forever. And she was like, I'm 11. She probably has to say that all the time.
She's going to be 15 until she turns 16.
She really is. Me. I wonder, what if she's like 20 when she turns 17?
Maybe. 16. She might be.
It's like,
She grew really fast. She hit that.
She's been that tall for spurt. A long time, and she's still growing.
She hit that growth spurt early.
Oop, flush. Do you know what?
Did you see the video of Eli playing Just Dance by himself?
He said, move, like, ooh, I don't like it. I don't have the words to describe what that made me giggle. Hey! What if we switched brothers for a day?
Which one?
I just realized you have two.
In mine for? I mean, yours for?
You can have mine for 2 days, and I get each of your brothers for 1 day.
Alternate. Got it. Makes sense. I think that...
What do you think would happen? That'd be so weird. You'd get so sick of Houston. You'd kill him. Wouldn't realize. You'd probably shoot him in the face.
Well, he's also in high school, so...
Well, you'd probably shoot him in the face.
I just don't think I would.
Well, he'd find his way over to you, and then you'd be like, what the heck are you doing here? And then you'd shoot him in the face.
No, you know what I'd do?
I love you, Houston.
I just flex my guns.
Boom, you would bang, flex your...
power, and he'd be scared of me, and he wouldn't do anything to annoy me.
That's incorrect.
You just have to get in the gym, Morgan. And then he...
Say that to my face.
I just did.
No, to my face.
I did.
You're actually talking to... That's my butt.
What?
See, they don't
I'm only
that.
Talking to you through this podcast. So I need to say it to you after the podcast.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying because I'm not, saying it to your face.
I'm not comprehending what you're trying to tell me right now.
I'm not comprehending that you're telling me I'm not talking to your face when I'm looking straight into your eyeballs.
I'm pretty sure I am about to pass away.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like I am. It's not like a bad thing.
What?
I'll see you in heaven.
No, hold on, back up. What are you talking about?
I just am tired, I guess. I'm so tired, but I'm trying to say I'm tired, but I couldn't say that because that would be too boring, so I said I was about to pass away, which is a possibility all the time. I wonder what it's like to die.
Going to heaven or just like...
Just to die.
When you actually die.
Like to physically die in your body? I mean, I wonder what it's like to go to heaven too, but...
No, my question is, what like... If there's going to be, like, any time in between. You know what I'm saying?
Like, purgatory? Like
as soon as you die. No, I'm just saying, as soon as you die, it's just, like...
Oh, well, I'm in heaven
and
now.
Just, like, appear. Like, you know in the movie, what's it called? Spirit? Soul?
Soul.
Where he's just, like, riding on the little...
Yeah. Oh,
that's so cute. What if that's actually...
That movie kind of freaked me out. It gave me kind of an existential crisis a little bit.
Me too, but I like that little elevator thing. So maybe we can do that.
Okay.
Well, but I don't know.
Well, who knows?
Maybe we can do
maybe
that
if we died together... Well, that's, I don't... Well, if we had, like, exploded...
If my car exploded...
That would be so fun to die with you. In the nicest way. Mm-hmm. In the way that doesn't freak anybody out.
Uh-huh.
If I was going to die at the same time in a fiery car crash with anybody, I would pick you. Because we would have to navigate that escalator world together. Mia! Hey, Mia, where are you? We were just in the car.
Thanks.
You would lose me. What are we talking about? I would not lose you.
You're not wrong.
Well, I guess we lose each other.
one of us is lost. I don't know. Also, I'm lost, but shout out to Mia's mall.
Mall? Oh, Mike Rivergate?
Yeah. I kind of love it.
Do you? It's kind of chill. It was chill the day we went. Sometimes it's, like, really busy and kind of scary. Really? But yeah, the day we went was really empty. But we also kind of went in, like...
I'm sorry that it doesn't have a cookie store anymore.
I know. But the Opry Mills does, and then there's another actual store closer to my house in Hendersonville. So it's connected with the ice cream place. We have the crumble cookie and the Maggie... Or, it's Maggie Moose, but it's also the...
Oh, I told Mary Jane I would go to Maggie Moose with her before I left, and I guess I lied because... Go with her, come on. She has mono.
Oh, that's right. Just drop it off on her porch.
I mean, apparently she still has to go to school.
That's not right.
They're still making her go to school as long as she doesn't have a fever.
Isn't that insane? That's actually really bad. And then they're going to have like a mono breakout. And then you have COVID and you have to go to like go home for like 14,000 days.
You've been exposed to somebody who might have been exposed to COVID.
You must stay home for 14 days. But if you have mono, you are welcome inside our doors.
Do you have COVID? Okay. No, I just have mono.
Mono can lead to like even worse, like the same exact double pneumonia that COVID has.
Honestly.
So if you really want to talk to me about stupidity, I'll talk.
Everybody's stupid. I'm stupid. Stupid, but everybody's worse.
I'm stupid, you're stupid, but everybody else is worse. 100%.
You didn't even have to translate that.
No, I just stated exactly what you said because I agreed.
I'm so proud. Do you know what? I still have like $6 left in my account. I have to go tomorrow.
If they have a shrimp sushi, I'll eat it.
You
will? Wait, I'll go with you tomorrow because I want to see if they do have a shrimp sushi and I want to try it.
You do? You only have 45 cents.
You can use regular money too there.
They don't know how to work it. They're like, what is this?
Because you put your own card in.
Cash? Oh.
Yeah, I have to get up at like 7.
I'm so sorry. 15. I was going to go with you and bring my mom.
Yeah, I just remembered today that I have to work cameras. Well, she texted me today. So you still good with cameras? And I was like,
are you good with cameras?
Yep, I can do them.
Where does Lydia go to church?
She goes to mine sometimes, and, like, her, like, church, she also goes to Long Hollow sometimes with her parents. Her mom comes to my church sometimes, too, but her, like, church that she used to go to every week until, like, COVID, and they, shut everything down, it's in Nashville. It's called, The Belonging.
Oh, I went there one time.
I like it.
It was cool. It reminds me of my church at home.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
It reminds me.
I went to it one time with her, like, to the actual... one or two times, but to the actual, like, it wasn't in the building that it is now. It was in, like, more of a warehouse. It was cool. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. I liked it. And then they had one at, like, the municipal auditorium or whatever.
Okay.
Because they had some sort of, like, revival week or something.
Oh.
And they had more people come in. Because, like, the pastors there are friends with, like, people from Hillsong Worship because they're Australian. Because
they're Australian. They're cool people.
So, they are.
Cool peepstals. I don't know. Yeehaw. It does remind me of my church at home, though. So I was like, oh, I'm at home. I miss my church. Oh, I've been there so long.
Next week. You're going to go there next week.
I know. Isn't that insane?
That's so fun. That's always, like, the best, though. Like, whenever, like, you go on vacation or something and you go to, like, a different church and it's like, this is just not home church, you know?
Yeah. That's how I've felt this entire...
Mm-hmm. And then you go back home and it's like, this is it.
These are my people.
This is it.
I miss them so much. Mm-hmm. Also,
I forgot we were podcasting.
You did?
Yeah. I was literally just talking.
That's beautiful. That's how we like it, you know? Peapods,
we're just letting
you sit. I wish you could participate. I wish you could just say.
And Peapods, if you guys don't have a church home and you live in Nashville, Tennessee, /Hendersonville, Tennessee/Goodlettsville, Tennessee, or Waco, Texas.
/McGregor, Texas.
We'll take you to church. What? Oh, yeah. Or McGregor, Texas. Hit us up. We'll take you to church with us. That's us imitating the Cheez-Its because we don't have
them. We don't have Cheez-Its.
I kind of want them. We should have gone
Chili
down.
Chili bean.
Nice. She threw that up in closet at Joe at Ty.
We weren't supposed to tell.
No, we were supposed to tell them.
Well, we could tell them. Well, now everybody has to know, Mia.
No, you just did that one time.
What if we threw it at each other?
Not yet. Jelly bean.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
Wow.
For you. And at the same time.
I'm going to finish this one first.
No, Mia.
You in a green or in pink?
It is exactly the same.
I want to eat one. Okay. It's the same color. Don't worry.
Okay. No. Why would you eat that right now? You just prolong the process. Green is
better. Anyways.
Okay.
Ready?
Chili bean.
I wasn't ready for that. That was a bad throw. That was a bad throw. It was on me. That was on me. Okay.
You can't find that.
It's okay. I'll get it later.
Oh. All right. Did you catch the one I threw at you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm so impressed with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One, better throw.
Two, three.
Ah! Bad throw. Seven, two.
Two. But I was close. I had to jump for it just to get
it. Sorry, I got really
distracted. It bounced out of my mouth.
The other one's behind you.
It's really hard to do it at the same time.
That's
right. Oh. Don't eat that off the floor.
Don't worry about
it. Normally, I'm an advocate for eating things off the floor because one time in my high school football game, I licked a Skittle off the floor.
Okay.
And I don't really like to talk about it that much, but whenever I bring it up, at least I'm so sorry.
You're oh, my god. Oh my god.
I just need to settle down.
It's your button. Okay.
Whoa, that was an inhuman noise.
On the chair.
Okay. One.
Wait.
I'm having a really hard time. I need to focus. I need to get my focus zone.
I found the green one.
One. I'm not gonna look at your eyes. What's the point? I need to look at one of the jelly beans. Okay. That's what I need to. Okay, one, two, three.
It's right there.
Okay. Well, I think we should maybe not do this.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna get it.
Okay.
We're gonna get it. This is. We need to finish the jelly beans. Anyways, we're about to leave.
No, shh.
Hey. The water works.
Guess what, everybody? Mia's gonna forget me.
What?
She told me
you're
so.
You're more forgetful than I am.
That's not true.
Is it?
You are the one who knocked their head on like a beam and can't remember anything.
What?
Did I make that up?
No, when I was little, I did fall off a balance beam and fell on my head.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Maybe. Didn't you tell me? Like, one of the first things you told me when I met you was like, I have the worst memory ever. I'm like a goldfish because I knocked my head on some metal and now I can't remember anything.
No, I fell off a balance beam when I was a little onto my head. Okay, ready?
Yeah, that's really dangerous. Just stop. Stop falling.
Okay.
Hey, no.
I kind of need to look at you so I know where to throw it.
One, two, three.
Ow, my tooth.
I keep throwing it to where I have to jump.
You too. Ow.
Your butt.
It always hit the inside of my tooth.
Ow. How are you doing that?
Okay.
Two.
You're over that. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, that's underneath your dresser, and I'm never getting it.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to be the girl who gave up.
You're not giving up.
We have to stand up and do it.
Okay. More range of motion here. Right?
Two. I got it.
Yeah. Bend it off the front of my lip. I couldn't die over the table for it.
That's my fault.
Oh.
Wow. This is like really heavy.
Okay.
These are the things that my mom says.
Don't do.
Okay. Not to do
in our
podcast.
Okay. One, two.
I
started laughing. I'm
so sorry.
Your mom said,
I've got
not to do in our podcast. Well, my mom throws are wrong,
bro. My mom didn't ever say specifically don't throw jelly beans at each other.
Come on.
Oh my gosh, Mia.
I'm gonna get it. I just don't make me laugh. I'm really good at throwing. That's the thing. Hey.
Okay, one, two, three.
No, you threw it at my chest.
Sorry. I'm not
goofball.
Doing
good. You goofball.
On the right side, I've caught three in a row.
Okay, so I just need consistency in my throwing.
Okay, one, two, three.
Got it.
Yay!
Oh, yes.
You guys, we did it.
Skill.
We just spent like 9 minutes doing that.
That's okay.
Not really, kind of.
I don't know what that was at all. It's my full of purchases. From that thrift store.
I'm like 100% stressed out.
Why?
No reason.
Why?
I don't know. I think I'm stressed because I have to move out tomorrow.
We need to lower my bed soon.
We can do that in half of a minute.
Okay. What are you doing?
Hey. Back off.
Back off.
Okay, everybody. Just if you're wondering, that was a hammer.
Mia. Mia, hey, that's, like, really scary.
That's a great
if you're
ones.
Not careful. What if I got a... What if my the way I died was, like, getting a hammer thrown at my head?
That's an interesting way to die.
Well, you were the one about to do that to me.
I think I do that, too.
I trust you. Flush a roomie.
Oh, no. They're going to think that's so loud.
I don't care.
Me either. Just make sure your attention... That your attention is on us.
Yeah, exactly. And not on... If you're driving... Not on the road. Don't focus on the road. Focus on me. Focus on the sound of my voice. Close your eyes. Wait.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Open your eyes.
Sleep.
On the side of the highway. In the cornfield. I love you. To the ends of the earth. This is quite possibly the last episode I have with Mia in person in a while.
Potentially.
But it's okay, because we'll pick it back up again later.
Mm-hmm.
When I get back.
But in the meantime...
I'm going to literally come up there just to do this with you.
I'll come to Texas just to do this with you. Okay.
You have to. Or I'll punch you in the throat.
In the meantime, you really guys refreshing up.
Refreshing up your...
On your the previous episodes. Really try to be interactive about it. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you suggest that we could do more of, what a new topic that we could do. We have another one for the next episode, but we are always welcome to new ideas. Just keep rewatching, because then you'll maybe understand some things that you didn't notice before.
Yeah. Even if you're my mom and you hate our podcast.
Just listen to it.
Who cares? Listen to it,
Mom. At least
30
seconds, you know.
You know? Or
get into it.
Or 30 minutes.
30 seconds, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 41 minutes.
It don't matter to us. But I think that this is the end of season one.
Maybe next time we'll have some actual podcast equipment.
Ooh, like and maybe like a more structured, no, structure ruins creativity. That's structure what I'm thinking. And I think that we have the most creative podcast that's ever existed.
I think structure was good for the first episode, but now I like the randomness of it.
Trizu
because it shows
that.
Personality and not just us speaking across a script.
So, I definitely agree. And why would we ever script something?
Absolutely not.
Scripting things is for plays and we don't do
scripting
theater.
Scripting things for serious people who don't understand our podcast.
Amen. Amen. So, we love you all, and we will see you next season on... I forgot what our podcast is called.
Mia and Momo's Pod Blast!
Bye!